Next up, Flora Lichtman is here, our multimedia editor with our video pick of the week.
Hi, Ira.
Hi, Flora. And it is super. We have specials. We have special ones.
This is a special day for us.
Special day.
Two legends of science in 1 hour at Science Friday. We have a desktop diary, one of our series where we go in and talk to people about the items on their desk to find out about them. And our subject is Temple Grandin. And this is a person who wears many hats, as many of our listeners probably already know. She's an expert in animal welfare and in design of slaughter plants and in autism. Mm-hmm. And so we spent the afternoon with her in her office at Colorado State University in Fort Collins.
This was great. And it's up there on our video pick of the week. It's up there on our website at sciencefriday.com. It is one of your longer videos, but it deserves every second. She is an amazing woman.
She is.
You watch the video. She has this teeny weeny little office, right?
And they're moving out, so things were sort of in a clutter that day. But she is really an amazing person. We got to see her in class, to her livestock handling class, talking about humane slaughter, which was an education in and of itself, you know, because she's known for her empathy of animals. So the way she describes it is that she's autistic, and that allows her to sympathize or to see the world in a more sensory-based way. That's mm-hmm. what she says. And that's how animals see the world, is her argument. And so she can design slaughter plants that are sort of more humane because she can see things more easily, perhaps, that other people cannot. But it turns out that also Temple Grandin was one of the most entertaining interviews. We have a montage of one-liners from Dr. Grandin, and it was really almost impossible to select.
I'm like pure geek, pure logic. You know, autism's a big spectrum. It's like you take out a few social circuits, then you get geek circuits. Like I was reading about crowdsourcing for Wikipedia and things like that. I get all choked up when I read about that kind of stuff. That's the kind of stuff that's just like just so cool. There's a tendency now to want to just prettify things up. I use the word slaughter. Oh, look at some of the stuff that people are looking at in the movies. That makes a slaughter plant look positively nice.
This is Science Friday from NPR. I'm Ira Flatow here with Flora Lichtman talking about Temple Grandin on our video pick of the week. And there's a lot more of that in the video.
So much more. As I said, I mean, you know, we really could have easily montaged together 10 minutes of amazing and interesting quotes. One thing that I asked Dr. Grandin about, and I was there with our senior producer, Annette Heist, and we were doing this interview. We were wondering, you know, what role does autism play in her life? And this is how she describes it.
You see, autism's an important part of who I am, but it's secondary to being a professor of animal science, being a designer, being a scientist. That comes first.
And she goes on to say that she would never trade it if she could. She likes autism because she thinks that her mind works in a very logical way that maybe other people don't.
Yeah, she says in the video, autism gives me some leg up on other people.
Some advantages.
An advantage
absolutely.
Of other people because I can see things they can't or feel things and visualize things they cannot.
Right, and when she's designing these slaughter plants, and we saw, actually, she brought out her blueprints, which was really amazing. There's just a tube of them, you know, dozens. Mm-hmm. And she says that she can see the entire design in her mind before she drafts it. Wow. She can literally walk through these channels and imagine them down to the detail of the catwalk material.
Wow.
Just my brain doesn't work that way, that's for sure.
And she says that because that's the gift that the autism has given her, the ability to do that. How long did you spend with her when you were out there?
Well, we spent an afternoon. We saw the class, and then we did an interview, and then we went to Chipotle for burritos, which might have been the best burrito I've ever had.
So what keeps her busy now? What does she do?
She's on speaking tour all mm-hmm. the time. I think we caught her like one of the few days she was there that week. She just seems to be going from place to place, and I think talking both about animal handling and also about autism, sort mm-hmm. of some and some. And she said that, you know, she's 65 and she has no intention of retiring. And as you can see in this video, it's hard to imagine her retiring anytime soon. But right now, what her main interest is in getting young people interested and inspired.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, she does. She gives talks to young
people. Lots of talks to young people.
And she has such a fascinating history that there's so much to talk about with her.
Yeah, I mean, just the HBO thought it was fascinating enough to do their own special, which was a terrific movie.
You got stuff that HBO didn't get.
Well,
because
I
HBO was a movie.
You
talked
better.
Reality, absolutely.
It's always better.
They had an actress who played her, but you got to make a movie with her.
Yeah, no, it was a highlight.
We're talking about our video pick of the week. It's Temple Grandin, as you probably anybody's ever seen her, because she's, no one's made the video about her.
I haven't seen one yet, although, I think she has a huge following, and so people, and she's written so many books that tell the story of her life, but this was a very personal glimpse.
And not only she has a visualization talent, she has the gift of the gab, right?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, you heard in the clips, but, this is someone who describes herself as a visual thinker, but, some of her lines sounded very verbally minded to me, anyway.
Yeah. All right. It's up there. It's up there on our website at sciencefriday.com. It's at the Temple Grandin. It's about 7 minutes long. It's a good, nice chunk,
right?
So it's
a tiny film.
Tiny film. It's also, we mirror it up on YouTube. So
yeah, you can find it on YouTube. Just search for Science Friday. We have all of our videos up there. Check out our channel. Oh, and one more thing. The leaf pile is up. Did you submit your leaves?
The leaf pictures are gorgeous.
They're great. I know people are going to be requesting, full-size posters.
We got to make a poster out of this. The gorgeous pictures of you. We asked for them. And people in the audience have sent them in. Beautiful single leaves put together
by Annette Heiss. They're on our SciArts blog. Go check it out. It's really
gorgeous.
Really,
I didn't think you could make something out of leaves that was that gorgeous.
Forget sweeping them up. Yeah.
That's right. Thank you, Flora.
Thanks.
That's about all the time we have for this hour. Our senior producer is Annette Heiss. Charles Berquist is our director. Flora is our multimedia editor. Associate senior producer is Christopher Taliata. Luis Quevedo is our Spanish language producer. Denise Chow, our associate producer. Sam Flato, our production assistant. I love the music. John Chang is our intern. Neil Rauch, our technical director, spinning the dials here in New York. Missed any part of our program or you'd like to hear it again, subscribe to our podcast. We have the audio and the video ones. And on iTunes and Android apps, you download the apps. You can watch the videos on the app. Take them with you. Also listen to the radio show. Or you can listen on our website at sciencefriday.com, where you can also join our mailing list and know what's happening in the future. We're also on Facebook. You can tweet us at SciFry. We're up there all week, and we'd love to talk with you. Have a great Thanksgiving. Drive safely. We'll be back next week with an Ig Nobel special in this hour. So stay with us. Have a great holiday. I'm Ira Flato in New York.